Now you know that that door doesn't open from this side. And Captain Andrews isn't going to open it until I want him to. Oh, yes. The captain and I go way back. I'm guessing he sent you in here on purpose. A nice little chew toy to occupy me until my forces arrive. You look so betrayed. You did well, Lieutenant. But it was fairly obvious you weren't trained in interrogation. There's only one reason you were chosen for this. Well, three reasons. Maybe. Oh, must we? Fine. Come and have a go, Lieutenant. I'm going to fuck you even if I have to do it with you spitting up blood, so... Ow, you little brawler. It's such a shame you're a traitor. I could have used... Did you just fucking bite me? Oh, you little bitch. I can bite too. Let's just tuck those hands behind you so I can grab your hair. Lieutenant, that noise didn't sound like pain. That's not what you're supposed to do when a man hurts you. Does my little traitor like my mouth on her neck? None of that. You keep those knees down until I'm ready to put them on my shoulders. Let's revisit that nice, sturdy table. No, that's plenty of... Oh, no. On the floor with you. Get down. Down. All the way. That's right. I'll take you chest down on the bare fucking concrete if you want to act like a feral little animal. Oh, is it hard to breathe with my weight on you? Is it hard to think with my hand in your hair? You did well, Lieutenant. That headbutt split my lip. Who taught you to fight? Another man, you might well have gotten away. I guess you had to try. Every dog pulls the leash. In the beginning, I'll beat it out of you. I don't mind. Now, I want those cuffs, and I don't want you doing something stupid while I get them. That door isn't opening until I'm ready, and you don't have to leave this room with any broken bones. However, if you move off this floor before I come back, I'm going to catch you again. I'm going to take your hand, like this, and spread it out on the concrete, like this. Do you see how easy this is for me, Lieutenant? Please, pay attention. And I'm going to step on it as hard as I can. Feel my weight on your back. Think about if you will ever use those fingers again, Lieutenant. Are you right-handed? Well... It hardly matters. I don't like hand jobs anyway. So, do we have an understanding? Nodding will do for now, but you're going to say yes, sir, the next time I ask you a question. Good girl. There. Let's cuff these hands behind you. Remove temptation. Yes. I think they look much better on you than me. Much more natural. This is where people like you belong, Lieutenant. Underneath your betters. You got to play a fun little game with me. You got to pretend you were something you aren't. But now, it's over. Mouthy little thing. I guess that's the hazard of fucking soldiers. Do you think you're being brave? Or just stupid? Are you thinking at all? Or does feeling me on top of you turn you into a panicking little animal? Now, back to the table. Going dead weight like that could have dislocated your shoulders, you know. You're lucky I caught you. Over the table. That's it. Now, are you going to stay bent over like this without me threatening you? No, of course not. How about this? If I have to tie your legs apart now, I won't be able to get these pants off. I'll have to tell Andrews to toss a knife in here and cut them off. And then, well, I have a knife to play with. And when I'm done, can you follow this through to the conclusion, Lieutenant? I recognize you aren't at the top of your game right now. I walk you out of here in front of my soldiers with no clothes. How do you think that ends? That's a girl. Let's set this belt aside. Get these pants down. Panties too. Now, let's attach this ankle to that leg of the table, and this ankle to that one. There we are. Pretty as a picture. Now, I made a promise to you about this belt, didn't I? Where did I say it was going? Come on. You haven't forgotten a word I said to you. Where did I say it was going? Oh, that is nice. I'm not going to beat you until you answer me, girl. I don't have the patience for that tonight. We'll play that game some other time. You can answer me and get the leash, or you can stay silent and I can choke you into unconsciousness with it. That's better. You should know I'm not just going to expect obedience from you. I'm going to expect alacrity. This is a warm-up round, Lieutenant. This is us getting to know each other. I'm not going to give you these nice little warnings for much longer. Soon, you'll find out the consequences of stupidity when they happen to you. You arch so nicely when I pull the belt. No leverage at all. No way to get away from the leather cutting into your skin. Your face is getting all red. All right. Back down on the table. You look truly terrified. You didn't look this scared when I was threatening to break your hands. Have I found something, Lieutenant? Have I found a sensitive spot? I think I did. Where's that filthy soldier's mouth? I cut off your air for just a few seconds, and you're ready to be a sweet girl for me. How convenient. Let's do it again. I love that wine. I'm sorry, but results have to be reproducible to be useful. Oh, you really do hate that. Are you about to cry? That's perfect. Back down now, take a breath. What a useful little phobia that is. Look at you, gasping into the table, face wet. Aren't I lucky Andrews picked you for this? A terrified little slut with such exploitable weaknesses. Breathe. I'll lift you by the hair. Isn't that better? You can have a break while I get your shirt out of the way. Tense, but not resisting. You do learn. I'll just shove this bra down and... I was right. Lovely. Not the best angle for everything I want to do to them, but there will be time for that later. It'll be hours till my forces get here. We can have a little fun now, and more later. I'll give you dinner if you do well. Responsive. Has it been too long since someone played with these? Yes. Squirm for me. Resisting is not acceptable. But squirming around like a desperate little slut when I toy with your nipples is fine. You feel me, hard against your ass, grinding into that sensitive skin. That's all for you. Confusing, isn't it, Lieutenant? You're so scared of me, and everything I'm going to do to you. I say terrible things, and it hurts when I hit you. And when I choke you, you can't think at all. Even if I hadn't hurt you, I'm everything you despise. But my hands on you feel so fucking good that you're leaving a damp patch on the front of my pants. How can you be so afraid and yet so helplessly wet and ready for my cock? Well, one of life's little mysteries, I suppose. I like you like this. Terrified and wet for me. So that's how you're going to be. Back down. You're soaked. Your cunt is taking my fingers without any friction at all. You aren't going to be able to close your legs. All you're going to do is hurt yourself jerking around like that. Might want to save your energy for the things you're really going to hate. This is going to get so much worse for you than getting finger fucked over the table. Oh, Lieutenant, your papers. You're making a mess of them. What did you have here anyway? Ah, a dossier. Well, that's definitely not where I'm from. Not where I went to school either. Decent picture of me, at least. Does this say I'm sensitive about my height? Andrews, I am going to strangle you someday. Arrogant, egotistical. Well, perhaps. What do you think, slut? Is my arrogance deserved? Can I back up my threats? Answer me. Yes. What? Strange time to push back, slut. You aren't getting away from me, and I've made it very clear I like hurting you. I don't need a reason, so why give me one? Do I need to grab the belt again? Yes. What? Good girl. Oh, here's your list of objectives and concessions you were willing to make. Limited prosecution after the war. My own cell. How luxurious. I hope you don't expect anything similar. Here. Let's put your questions back on top. You can look at them while I work out my own concessions. Christ. You're dripping. Your body is betraying you, Lieutenant. You should be glad. This was going to happen anyway. At least this way, you won't bleed. Until I want you to. Let me just... God, that's fucking tight. That's incredible. I hope you didn't think this was going to be one and done. I'm not going to give this cunt up for a while. There's nowhere to go. Just breathe. Relax into it. Breathe. While I feel like letting you. That made you clench up. Careful, Lieutenant. You're making me want it more. Be very, very good for me. And I won't grab the belt again. That's it. Turn your head to the side. I want to watch your face as you get fucked by the enemy. What did I say? What did I fucking say, Lieutenant? Cry all you like. I told you what you needed to do if you didn't want me to grab it. Your cunt is going to milk me dry whether you can breathe or not. The time to defy me is long since over. God, good thing this table is bolted down, isn't it? I can fuck you as hard as I want. Your squirming is getting weaker. Just a little bit longer, slut. I won't make you pass out this time. I'm going to count down from 10, and then I'll let you down so you can say thank you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Down. Breathe. I'll loosen it. Marks already. Look how fast you turn your head for me. And what do you say? That fear of yours is so useful. Will it keep you sweet for me while I finger this little ass? I wonder. I'll just get my fingers wet. Slut, you really are dripping. Relax for me. That's it. Take my fingers. Do not turn your face away. Good girl. Never taken anyone up here. No? Good. It's going to hurt, slut. But I don't think you mind that as much as you want to. You're practically ready to come already. From being hurt. And frightened. And having your tight little asshole stretched. Oh, yes you will. You have nothing that I can't take if I want it. If I want you to come, that's what you're going to do. I think we already established your principles don't mean anything if they get in the way of what I want. For me, you're just a body. An obedient, pliable, wet body for me to use. Take another finger. Starting to hurt, Good. Imagine how it'll feel when it's my cock stretching you, and not nice and slow like this. God, I love fucking you in that uniform. Better than lingerie, Lieutenant. A crying girl wearing that color and bucking back onto my cock. I'll leave your little asshole alone for now. I want to. That noise when I pinch your clit. Fuck, that's good. Let's hear it again. But I need to come. And I want to do it while you're crying with helpless shame. So no more appetizers. Time to come for me. That's it. Fight it all you like. You'll never win against me. You should learn that early. Your hips are moving for me already. This is what you need. This is what you've always needed. A man like me. A loyalist like me. To teach you. To own you. You've never felt anything like this. Even if you got away from me. And, Lieutenant, you are never getting away from me. You'd never recover from this. So come. Come for me. Come on the enemy's cock. Give me everything I want. Yeah, that's it. That's it, good girl. You'll never disobey me for long. I know how to train sluts like you. Time to take my cum. Time to serve your new purpose. Good girl, so tight and wet for me. Getting wet and calming when I abuse you. You were made to be my slave. So take my fucking cum. Fuck. Look at what a mess you are. Bruised and sweating. And tears all down your face. Cum leaking out of your sore little hole. Well, I keep my promises, Lieutenant. You don't have to worry. This won't be the last time. You got lucky. And you'll be taken care of when my forces overrun this location. I'll make sure everyone knows you're all mine. No, stop. Don't be so dramatic. You do want to live, Lieutenant. You didn't move off the floor when I went to get the cuffs. You don't believe in your cause enough that you'd rather die than serve the enemy. Don't make me grab the belt again. Just lie there and get yourself together. You told me we have all night, didn't you?
Andrews, toss my boots in here. And bring us something to eat. I'm hungry.